Hello.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jerry, and we are conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes, opinions, and issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30318.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1978.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a PhD.
Okay. Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Are you registered to live in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered. Hopefully there's not many people that aren't registered, but I understand.
Okay. Thank you. Now, please select three are the most important for you from the list that I'm going to mention to you for your community. Jobs and the economy, crime, education, inflation and cost of living, immigration, public transportation.
Mm-hmm. Could you repeat the question? What are the three most important issues?
Yes, for your community. Racism and discrimination, abortion access, traffic, climate change and environment?
I have several. So I'll just list them off. You, I guess they're, you can tell me if they're on your list. Preservation of the democracy. Racism and discrimination.
Okay.
And abortion.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, with the city of Atlanta, are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
I'd say I'm satisfied. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, no one's ever fully satisfied, but more satisfied than not. How about that?
Okay, so low, somewhat or very satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about the Atlanta region?
Somewhat.
And Georgia?
not satisfied. How about that?
Okay, so that will be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I will let you rate how you feel about some people, group of people, ideas, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and stable. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and stable. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never hear of the people or group, tell us as well. The first,
I could not hear your explanation on how warm I feel towards them, 0 to 10, 0 being what?
Yeah, so 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
Very warm, so, okay.
5 means that you are neutral. And 10, that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Yes. Okay.
So the first one is Uber and Lyft.
Oh. 6.
Okay. The Atlanta Police Department.
Six.
Okay. MARTA trains?
2.
Okay. The Atlanta, the Atlanta Belt Line?
9.
Okay. The Atlanta City Council?
5.
Okay. Artificial intelligence companies.
Five.
Okay. Electric scooters.
4.
Governor Brian Kemp.
2.
And last one, Mayor Andrew Dickens.
9.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem, minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Minor problem.
And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Never.
Okay, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very somewhat not too familiar? Or
the Atlanta Beltline?
Yeah, and its facilities.
I would say very familiar.
Okay, and how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A couple times a month.
A month, okay. Now, based on what you know and what you hear, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And is that very, very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Now, what is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Fun.
Sorry, can you repeat it, please?
Fun, enjoyment, pleasurable.
Okay.
Fun.
Thank you. Now, we here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree. So you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
0.
Okay. Martha says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
Eight.
Okay. I feel safe riding Martha.
8.
Okay. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
1.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses.
5. Yeah.
Okay. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
I've been doing a lot of work in Atlanta's roads actually lately, so I'd say 3. I disagree with that.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, public transit make it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
What makes it easier?
Public transit make it easier for criminals.
Only racists say that. 0.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars out of the roadways.
And, is that a 0 to 10, whether I agree or disagree?
I'm going to read you two statements, statement A and statement B. And
okay.
You need to tell me where actually the are you agree with most. Okay.
Okay.
Statement A, it is we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars out of our roadways. And statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
Hey.
Are you strongly agree or strong with?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy, 5 means that you somewhat prioritize, and 0 means that you not prioritize this policy. And what does it implement? You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one, incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
I agree. 8.
Okay, so 0 is not a priority for you, 5, somewhat priority, and 10, strongly priority.
Oh, yeah, priority. Yeah, 7.
Okay. Next one, adding more security to MARTA stops.
Five.
Next one, adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
10.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
4.
Okay, adding light rail to the Beltline.
1.
Okay, expanding the streetcar system in the city.
5. Let me go back to the previous one, the light rail to the Beltline. That could be good. I would say 6 to that and 1 to the streetcar in the city.
Okay, thank you. The next one, adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
10.
And the last one, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
1 how many traffic-related deaths there are, so I'll just say 1.
1?
1.
Okay, thank you. Now, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat, not to, or not familiar?
Not really familiar. I've heard of it, but I don't really know much detail about it.
I understand. Now, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
And do you strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Now, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or suppose the, or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing, a statement for you. 5 means that you feel neither convincing or not unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing statement. The first one, Atlanta's freeway have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in the traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix out traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like this, Beltline Transit, will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
That's a long statement. Do I agree with that?
How convincing is this for you? 0 is not at all convincing.
Oh, convincing. That's right. Eight. I think it's convincing.
Okay. Next one. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of what Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities and entertainment and recreation that the Beltline offers.
Eight.
Okay, and the last one. The Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to the workplace.
Two.
Okay, thank you. Now, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please reach each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, zero is very concerning. 5 means that you feel somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning. The Beltline train is just going to Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Martha is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. So from 0 to 10, 0 is not at all concerning, 5 is somewhat concerning, and 10 is very concerning for you.
2.
Okay, next one. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing long-time black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up and is out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. Thank you. And the last one, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost $3, $4, or even $5 billion out of our tax dollars, assuming it's every actually completed. We need public transit that builds out what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
I would prefer a more comprehensive MARTA train map, but say 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. How long have you been living in Atlanta? Less than a year? 1, 2 years?
15 years.
Okay. Now, which of the following best represents how do you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Are you the parent of Gordon or any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither?
Democratic Party.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, temporary laid off, retire?
Full-time.
Okay. Thank you. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 24,000, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, 100,000 to 250,000 or 250,000 or more?
250,000 or more.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and hope you have a nice day.
No problem. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.